Hi, this is Gino for Oroville Radio. I have here Paola and Maya, and they're going to talk about Calvi and the activities that involve Calvi. So, Maya, what is Calvi?
Calvi is a unit of Oroville that we started in 2015, and we are interested in integral education and its implementation. The word Calvi means education in Tamil, and we're a group of 5-6 women now who are extremely interested and passionate about this area and who work with this part-time. The different areas that we're working with now are research in integral education to understand it better. And we offer support to facilitators in Oroville and also sometimes outside Oroville. And our main interest at the moment is to develop new educational materials.
What do you mean by educational material and why? Can you tell us more about this focus on educational material?
Several of us are also working part-time in the schools, so we have close interactions with children and we see what works and what doesn't work and where we would like to go deeper and the difficulties we face there. And when we want to see a new way of education, we realize that we need new tools and we need to find ways to be able to step out of the old patterns and old methods that we have. And sometimes we struggle there because we don't know what to do and we don't have the things that we would need. So that is kind of our interest in materials and methods. Today's schools, both in Oroville and around the world, rely on traditional educational materials. Usually that's in the form of textbooks. And although there are many excellent ways and materials out there, it's really difficult for facilitators to access this. It's a huge job, and for each individual teacher to do that research, I think is a bit overwhelming. So we are interested in doing this work, collecting things, developing things, and having this easily accessible for teachers. The traditional materials that are out there, usually in the form of textbooks, they promote a way of working that it's teacher-led. You often have same-age classrooms where a group of children follow a set curriculum. In most parts of the world, it's decided by the government. And the children have to follow this at a set pace every year. This way is quite old-fashioned, and it came out of the industrialism period. And the aim then was to produce useful citizens to fit into society as an end product out of the school system. And a system like this, it nurtures comparison, competition, and many things that are actually not what we want an education here to nurture. We are here in Oroville to step out of that system of education. But to do that, we need to understand what experience we want the children to get and how we can find ways to give that to them. So for this, we see that we need materials, we need methods to help us to shift from teaching of content towards the development of faculties, skills, and qualities instead. And that's what we're trying to do.
I understand that the games you are currently working with were created by Oroculture. Can you share a little history about Oroculture and, you know, for those who don't know her?
Oroculture worked in the ashram with the mother in the 70s, I think it was, and she developed many beautiful materials during her time there. And many Orovillians that were young at that time, they see the materials and they remember playing with them. She has put these materials in our care now, and she's a part of our team. She's not so well, so she's not very active, but we regularly meet her and have her input on what we're doing. Many people maybe know her from the flower compost in the Matramandir Gardens. So what we're doing now is we're taking her games. She made over 30 different educational materials and games. And we are expanding the possibilities of the games. We're trying each game and we're trying to understand the games and we're adding new components to the games to go deeper and to see what they can offer the children who work with them. When we speak with Oroculture about these games, she's always so happy to see the work that she was not able to do alone move forward now with a much bigger team. And she's always very inspired to see the different things that come out of the games when we work with them, with the children. And these new components that we add to her game boxes.
Thank you, Maya. So now I'm going to talk to Paola. Paola, can you tell us more about the research you are doing?
Yeah, we are having sessions in schools, in our homes, with the games. And what I really enjoy with the research we're doing, it's focused on the children. We're observing them. We're creating a space. We're observing them. We're seeing how they engage in them. We're asking them questions. They get to a certain point, and then if they're not challenged, we ask them, what would you like to see? How can we change the game? What could we add to it? And so we're really, our research and development is based on our observations and our conversations and listening to kids. It's not that we're coming and creating a game and imposing a game on kids. They're involved in it, and they really... I have kids, when a session is postponed, contacting me and saying, yeah, when can I come next? And they really enjoy, they like to be part of it. And I feel that what comes out of this is something that's really special, because it's for kids, it's for adults too, because I actually enjoy playing the games too. But our intention originally was to create games and activities to help kids connect to something deeper. And we see that happening. We see children, even that have difficulty concentrating or focusing on something, when they're able to really just be in the game, they take their time. We don't jump in and help them. We don't let them get frustrated, but when they stay to the point where they get to a level of understanding that they can do something deeper, they understand what has to be done, then you see how things move faster, because they've allowed themselves to be uncertain, to stay with it, to feel supported, and go deeper.
What is your present work?
Our present work is continuing the game sessions, continuing to develop games. One of the games that Auriculture developed is Kaleidoscope. And they're puzzles that you can arrange in different ways, like a kaleidoscope. And we have a lot of activities related to the kaleidoscope that we would like to make a big box of activities, but right now we're printing we chose three of the activities that we're making different boxes, and we will start selling them soon. We are looking at other of Auriculture's games. None of Auriculture games had instructions, so it's opening a box, looking at what's there with kids and saying, how can we use this?
Just to add something there of what we're working with presently, in the end of September, we'll be visiting Didac India. That is the biggest educational exhibit in Asia, I think. And we'll be bringing the games that we have and other games, and hopefully we'll connect with people in the field of education. These are lots of big companies, and we want to share these kind of materials with not just Auriville, but the world. And being able to connect with people in a place like this is amazing. We've been sponsored to go to this. Someone is supporting that, and we're really excited to go. So we're working to prepare for that also, to see what we need to bring and be ready with all the information we need to have with us.
I just wanted to add to that, because Maya and I have had many conversations that when we share our work with different people, the ashram school, different people that are interested in education, we've had such support and encouragement. And with the Didact India, we're able to go because some individual people said it's so important for you to go. They are providing us the funds to get us there for this 3-day conference.
Maybe to spin on to what you said, Paula, about the support we're getting. We visited the ashram school and spent a day there with the teachers working there. And they have an amazing collection of educational materials. And they really took the time to sit and to show us what they had. And we got a lot of inspiration from there. So that's also a part of the present work that we're doing, is to see what all is out there and what can we take to integrate into the work that we're doing.
Are you developing any new games?
Yeah, we're looking at the Auriculture games, but we're also looking at other ideas, other possibilities, talking to kids. And right now we have a game that we will have our graphic artist soon make a prototype, and we'll start experimenting with the kids to see how it works, how can we expand on it. So it's always having meetings, coming up with ideas, making a small prototype that's not expensive, and then experimenting with children in sessions and really listening to them and their feedback to expand it and improve it before we print it in a larger scale.
Okay, I have a very important question now. How are you financing your work? Are you fundraising?
Right now, the funds that we have are from Foundation for World Education. They have supported us for 1 year with the game session with children. Other than that, we are struggling, and we're in the process of putting together a crowdfunding proposal for the site generosity.com. And we hope to have that ready soon. What we need is to care for our own basic needs for all the people who are working with this. We want to dedicate our time here. And to do that, we need your support. And we also want to print these games, to be able to share them in, maybe to start with, on the online Auriville store. And by doing this, we hope that we can become self-sustainable in the near future, and to expand this work. We see this as a really important area to work on in Auriville, and we want to involve more people. We see that many are interested to work with this, but to grow, we need to have maintenances for all those involved. And by selling some games, we hope to be able to get there. So this process now with generosity.com is for the coming months to work towards that.
If somebody wants to help you, wants to support you, how do they get in touch with you?
They can always contact us at kalvi@auriville.org.in, Kalvi with a K, and on our Facebook page. You can follow us there. So I think to summarize, we are very passionate about this work and want to reach all the children in Auriville and children of the world with a different type of education. We believe that education is the tool to change the world, and this project may be small, but many small things put together will work towards that change.
Okay, so Maya and Paola for Kalvi. Thank you very much. That was a very interesting interview.
Thank you, Gina.